Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The same author who authored the book, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, that's C.S. Lewis, also authored another book, which you might have heard of. It's called The Screwtape Letters. In it, Uncle Screwtape writes letters to his nephew, Demon Wormwood. His goal is to help Wormwood with his patient, a human being, giving Wormwood sage advice on how to keep his patient from believing in God and trusting in the Savior Jesus Christ in order to save him or secure him for our Father who art below, in the words of C.S. Lewis. After having heard our appointed text for St. Michael and all angels today, we would identify these two demons that C.S. Lewis wrote about as angels. Yes, demons, according to Scripture, are angels. Know thine enemy. That's a phrase we learn in school. We learn it in debates. We learn it in capitalism. We learn it in war. Know thine enemy. And since we have good source material on the immaterial world, we ought to study up to know our enemy in the spiritual realm. That is, to know who and how they work. And also remember Pogo's advice. We have met the enemy, and the enemy is us. And that ties into this. Martin Luther described the unholy Trinity in the Small Catechism as the devil, the world, in our sinful nature, our sinful flesh. But just as our Father in heaven has his ministering spirits, those carrying out his will, his just and holy purposes, we must remember that the devil too has his angels, and that he himself originated as an angel until at least the great war that arose in heaven. We contrast angels and demons as though they are essentially different, like worlds apart, but it seems like their main difference is not essential. Their nature may be identical or highly similar. The main difference is to whom they belong and for whom they fight. All angels, of course, are powerful beings. The Navy was right to call the Blue Angels angels, and not butterflies or ladybugs. All demons, being angels, should not be seen as weaklings or fluttering fairies. Think Hell's Angels, and you'll be on the right path. Well, I hope, at least just to be clear, that you're not on the right path to see Hell's Angels, but I think you know what I meant. It should not surprise us that in the Gospels, Jesus warns that Satan, a fallen being, can disguise himself how? As an angel of light. Remember that? The one who wishes us to be removed from God doesn't need red suits and simple scare tactics a la Halloween. Rather, he uses deception of his own nature as an angel. Even coming up to someone like Eve and questioning simply, did God really say? He uses questions and tactics like this to deceive, as he did Adam and Eve. And he corrupts the theology of all human beings so that they rely on forces other than God and the gospel. They rely on themselves and false idols. They rely on faulty reason and senses. What I feel about God, rather than what is real about God. We try and become our own saviors, and then the ancient serpent has us exactly where he wants us. Apart from Christ and the tree of life, apart from grace and God's glory, away from faith, relying on sight and certainty of our own making. The angel of light may even cloak his treasures behind false religions and faulty ethics that seem reasonable and attractive. After all, the fruit was desirable to eat. Know thine enemy. That is, know how he works that is through deception is how our enemy and his legion work. God has also revealed by his holy prophets and messengers the names and services of his holy angels. Know thy friends. Today we remember Michael, the archangel, who was victorious in the fight in the great battle of heaven against the arch enemy in that heavenly battle that resulted in Satan being cast down to earth. The name Michael, or in Hebrew Mikael, which you can hear the ending L, is a question that means, who is like God? And it demands an answer of no one. Some Christian church bodies and Bible scholars identify Michael with Jesus. Who is like God? No one except he who is God, the man, Christ Jesus. He is, after all, the valiant one whom God elected, whom in our gospel today says, I saw Satan fall from heaven like lightning. It kind of sounds like he had a good firsthand view of that event, doesn't it? We may not need to hang our hat on whether Michael is a pre-incarnate Jesus, but we do hang our hat on the fact that Jesus, God in the flesh, became a man on a cross for us to do like Michael did, that is, win the victory against our greatest enemy. No longer does Satan or any angel have a claim on any of us. He can only work while the time is short to deceive us from the truth of Jesus' all-sufficient death and his victorious resurrection from the dead. Michael stands as a symbol of him who is the great victor over sin, devil, death, and grave. Therefore, today, on Saint Michael and all angels, let us know thine enemy and his tactics, yet also may we know thy friends, those angelic beings in service to God who fight for us, battles in heaven and on earth, through the same Jesus Christ, the Lord of Lords and King of Kings. In God's holy and triune name, amen. And the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in the faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.